You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If Ben had earned the job at right guard, he'd be the starting right guard, you know. So, I mean, you look at the tape, you know, he didn't beat out Daniel or anybody.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That's John Harbaugh, what, in September? Thought about Ben Cleveland. Jeremy Kahn, do you believe any of that?
Well, Ben Cleveland?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to believe anymore, Ben. This is a... I mean, this goes back to what, the DUI,
yeah,
that we're talking about. So, like, this is old news kind of revisited, mm-hmm, with the suspension. Yep. And Ed, you pointed out earlier, it's like the legal process has to, does it have to take hold for the NFL to suspend you? Because they've always hid behind that shield, too.
Yeah, they've done that. I mean, I'm kind of glad they're waiting now, though, because even though it's delayed and somebody drops out of nowhere and it's a protracted period of time, I'd rather you be found guilty of something.
Uh-huh.
And then they take action, yeah, instead of, you know, doing what they did with so many people like Zeke Elliott and others, where there's no criminal penalty. You don't even have good evidence, and yeah, you discipline people. I'd rather it this way.
But doesn't still give them the wiggle room to say, yeah, even though they were not penalized legally, we've heard and found enough to say this violates our discipline, our conduct policy. So I think they have it. It's best to wait. Why not wait? You're going to do what you're going to do anyway. Just wait.
See, the other thing with this, too, is like it makes you wonder with the NFL, and I know some people will point this out. It's like when a guy gets suspended, why with some of the superstars does it happen at the beginning of the year and not later? It always seems to happen at the beginning of the season. We got Rashee Rice then.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel Elliott got suspended right before the season. You know, like all of these things coming down, and then now you see something like this. So I don't know. Maybe it is timing. Maybe they're doing it the way it should be done and it needs to be done. But it is weird to see it at this point of the season.
Yeah, but if you go back, because I remember the Rashee Rice thing took, I think it was adjudicated in July. So it made sense that
this point came out
right then.
You okay. Know? And again, you maybe a 1,000% right on this. I'm just saying.
And Ben Cleveland wouldn't even play as, who cares?
Yeah. Well, it was like, I was just getting ready to say, it's, I think somebody should tell the other teams that Tucker was only suspended for 10 games. Because he's still trying out and losing the guys that are missing 30-yard field goals.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I ain't sad for him, but.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. A little bit early, we talked about having faith in the Ravens and finish out the season strong. Darius and Towson wants to weigh in on that. What's up, Darius?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Look, all I ask you guys is, for this is, before y'all rip me apart, just hear me out. I know everybody talking about the Ravens, Falele Fitz, Harbaugh needs to be fired, Lamar's playing horrible. The Ravens' schedule is the is way physical and tougher than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had the easiest. Let me break this down. Ravens got the Bengals on Sunday. The Bengals needed a miracle on Thanksgiving. What's the chances the Ravens have 5 turnovers again? It's not happening. Lamar Jackson is 10-3 versus the Bengals. Ravens will win on Sunday. Next, Ravens got the Patriots Sunday. It's so strange the NFL flexed this game up to Sunday night. Why is that? Lamar Jackson is 19-5 in prime time. Don't get twisted. I'm a fan of Drake May. Having a phenomenal year. But he's not on Lamar level. Lamar's going to want this game way more. We got Green Bay in Green Bay. Wow, that's interesting. I'm a fan of Jordan Love. At times, he makes some throws that say, God damn, he's good. But at other times, he has me scratching my ear like, mm-hmm. Jordan, what is you looking at? And check this out. Who we got last game? Pittsburgh. I know they're feeling good for the moment. Because if I'm not mistaken, Pittsburgh fans are just saying Mike Tomlin should be fired. Yep. I guarantee you this. Rodgers looked it good with the deep arm to Metcalf. Sunday, week 18, it's going to be an old-school classic Ravens and Steelers matchup. Give me Baltimore, 2016. Ravens going to finish the season off 4-0. Call me crazy. I might just be crazy. But one thing I know about sports, sports is nuts, and that's why I love it.
Let's go to Austin and Severna Park. What's up, Austin?
What's going on, man? How you guys doing today?
Doing good. Well. How are you, man?
Doing pretty good. I wanted to talk about Phillip Rivers coming back to the Colts or what you guys think the Colts should do going forward. Obviously, Daniel Jones going down. Obviously, it wasn't ideal. Season looked like it was starting to go downhill as it was, but I was hoping they could pull something out. But
can I say something real quick? I don't know if you guys saw this with Daniel Jones. So not only did he try to play through a fractured fibula, yep. He tears his Achilles. After he tears his Achilles, he wants to walk to the locker room on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he goes to the locker room, what's he do? I mean, he had every right to just stay back there. He came back out, put on the headset, and helped the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that guy deserves so much better than he got this year. And I'm hoping the career. Colts kind of do right by him. Yeah. And, like, I don't know what the answer is there. But bringing in Phillip Rivers, I don't know that it does anything for you. Like, I don't know what he has left. He's 44?
If I'm Phillip Rivers, I wouldn't do it. He's up for the Hall of Fame this year, and if he gets on the active roster, he resets his clock 5 more years. That makes no sense.
That's true.
That makes none whatsoever, man.
The good thing for him is that, his stamina's up because he does stay pretty active in the off seasons.
Yeah, got a lot of kids.
Yeah, so he'll be fine there. He's not going to fail any conditioning tests.
Let's go to Annapolis. Get Danny. What's up, Danny?
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Well, right. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm going to start by saying... I'm a lifelong Notre Dame fan. Totally get all the hate. Been dealing with my whole life. If I wasn't a Notre Dame guy, I'd probably hate him too. but growing up here, I know this area doesn't typically have a super deep knowledge of college football, so I just want to clear some things up. And as far as access to the college football playoffs as an independent, the conference commissioners and ADs from all around the country agreed to this, so that's why they're able to do it. Jack Swarbrick, the old AD at Notre Dame, negotiated this deal brilliantly. I don't know how, but they've all agreed to it. So that's how they have this access to the playoffs.
Wait. Before you go on, you say you're correcting something. We have knowledge of that. I know why. I don't like it. Just because I know why they do it, I don't like it. And the reason that you say you have no idea why they're doing it, you know why they're doing it. If Notre Dame wasn't an independent and it was just UConn, they wouldn't do it. So don't say you don't know why they're doing it. They're doing it for no. It's the Notre Dame rule. That's why they're doing it.
Guys, I'm not saying you guys. I just mean the general public around this area that I talk to just don't have that deep knowledge.
Well, they're doing it because it's the Notre Dame rule.
Correct. Yep. Correct. But I'm saying other conferences agree to it.
So, I know.
I mean, if other people want it corrected, then that it starts from the top there.
But one other thing too about these guys that run the other conferences, everything that comes down to them, they care about the dollar more than anything else, and how they can make money. So again, like. We all can disagree with it. They're doing it. We're going to have to move forward with it. We've all even said, like, I would rather see Notre Dame in there than a smaller school.
Yeah, I would.
But they still got to earn it.
Honestly, hand to God, I'd rather Notre Dame join, like, the Big Ten. I have no interest in them joining the ACC. That schedule is weak, and it's boring to watch. They get to make their own schedule. It's typically a top 20, top 30 schedule. They have a lucrative deal. They have access to the playoffs. So there really is no incentive for them not to join the playoffs or not to join a conference. on this season, it bit them in the butt if they would have been part of the ACC because they probably would have won and got the auto bid.
Hey, Danny, I'll agree with you on this. If they're going to join a conference, the ACC is not the way to go because the majority of their schedule right now is ACC, and that's why they're in question right now. So I would agree with you on that. Get the Big Ten conference or something.
I think that's the best choice for them because they have to play.
And geographically.
Purdue and Indiana in there already. So you have the two other Indiana teams in there. Yeah, I think they should be in there and play real football teams.
That didn't sound reasonable. Reasonable, rational Notre Dame fan. Appreciate it, man. 410-583-1057. Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn at 930, but on the other side, Pete Alonso got in his car, drove to the winter meetings like nobody knows him. We know who you are, Pete.
You think he's wearing his own jersey? Sorry.
What team, though?
Just wanted to wear those jerseys.
What team, though? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Pete Alonso, man, you know what? I don't think I want to have a guy who hit 38 home runs, drove in 126 runs, and had 41 doubles that led the league. I don't want that. I want a guy who, the year before that, had an off year with 31 or 34 home runs and 88 RBI. Who wants that?
Yeah. Well, that's rookie year.
You mean a guy played 161 games, hit 53 home runs, drove 120? What about a guy who's played at least 160 games and four out of his seven seasons?
Is he really?
160 games at least. He played 161 his rookie year. He played 160 in 22, and he played 162 each of the last 2 years.
That's unheard of. I didn't realize
that. Well, guy that size, too.
Absolutely.
It's a big dude.
If they were going to get one starting pitcher and, you know, hitter in the lineup, who do you covet? Who do you want? One pitcher, one hitter.
Framber Valdez and then Alonso.
What about you?
Framber Valdez and Tucker.
I thought you went Schwarber.
But I'm talking about better player.
Okay.
Better player. I mean,
Complete player.
Yeah. My personal like, I like Kyle Schwarber because I think Kyle Schwarber's a dude. I would love to have him in that clubhouse. I'd be a big fan. But when you talk about complete player, a guy that impacts every aspect of the lineup, it's Kyle Tucker.
So for me, and taking trades out of it, obviously, and we had Rock one earlier, and any signing equals another trade or another type of switch. You sign Pete Alonso, that means you're moving Mayo or Mountcastle. If you sign Kyle Tucker or Kyle Schwarber, you might be trading Dylan Beavers or Colton Cowser.
I think Beavers gives you more bang for your buck in a trade.
The same thing with I do too. Same thing with Kyle Tucker. Like Kyle Tucker to me is better than all those guys, and he's younger. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that can win the MVP year in and year out if he stays healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say though, like I'm glad you guys picked the other ones, and I thought Rob was gonna go Kyle Schwarber. There is something sexy about him just hitting
the warehouse. Yeah, I mean
piss missiles right off the wall. It's just like. Seeing that here would be so cool in that lineup, even though we have a predominantly left-handed lineup. I've heard some other things, too, like where people were talking about, would you trade Jackson Holliday for Scooble? Because the talks for Scooble have heated up.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do that, do you look at a Bregman for third and move Westberg to second? Would you be willing to trade a Westberg? You know, there's so many different things that can somebody. Be done. What about for a pitcher? You said Valdez. Who's your pitcher? Valdez?
Framber, yeah.
I think I would prefer Ranger Suarez.
Really?
Yeah. But when it comes to King, Valdez, Suarez, Alonso, Schwarber, Tucker, if we get two of any of those
guys. Any combination of
those. Yeah, I'm happy.
I am too.
I'm extremely
any combination
happy.
Be a huge improvement on the team.
And I know there's
especially with Tito already here.
Yeah, because when you got Tito,
We have to explain that, I guess, every time we do it.
Tito Ward.
Tito Ward.
Mm. Right, Rob?
Yeah.
Tito Gaston.
Yeah.
Tito Francona.
Tyler Ward. Taylor O'Neill. All the names got mixed up.
Tyler.
But
did we pick Tyler because his name fits in here?
What, O'Neill? Oh, we had the whitest team in the history of the league, though. You just have to look at the names.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, just the names. Jackson, Gunner, Colton,
Adley,
Dylan.
All he needs is a priest and a baker.
Don't we have two Jacksons?
Yeah.
One. Jeremiah.
But again, like, this is exciting to actually hear this stuff. And I know there's some clown in his car right now or somewhere listening to this going, they're not signing anyone.
Is that making a clown car?
They never have signed.
Yes. That's making a clown car?
That's the definition.
There's got to be like 16 people in it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's just good. I love the fact that Pete Alonso, who's probably with the number two free agent, number two or three free agent right now? He's top three.
Yeah.
You can flip-flop whether Schwarber or Alonso are number two. So he's top three, beyond a shadow of a doubt, among the position players. The fact that he gets in his vehicle and drives like it's the Jerry Maguire movie with his agent.
The only difference is he's only an hour from Orlando.
I understand that.
Like, Bob Sugar's trying to steal his players.
I get it.
He's showing up at winter meetings.
It's like he lives
in Tampa.
Dude,
we know you. We know who you are. Yeah. You don't have to be here, but we're glad to
be here. I think it's hilarious, though.
I think it is.
I'm going to drive there.
You can see Orlando. Y'all must have forgotten.
You can see me in person. Hold on,
but is he like... Is he in New York driving to Orlando?
No, Tampa.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and you're like, where is he coming from exactly?
Yeah. He didn't come from New York. He's coming an hour north on I-4.
410-583-1057. My buddy Brian Fault said he wants Schwarbs. Personally, I do.
Yeah.
I just think
the better players.
By the way, if Kyle Schwarber came here, he'd probably lead the league in singles off of the right field wall.
Probably.
Football comes back to the infield. Earlier we talked about the college football playoffs. Getting late in the show, so I figured we'd jump back to that topic because Mitch in New Jersey is on the line. What's up, Mitch?
Good morning, guys. Happy holidays. Happy Festivus.
Same to you.
I like this 12-team tournament. It's pretty fair. Imagine it was just four or the old way where it was just they just rate 1-2 and then that's it. But they got to make Notre Dame join a conference. I think it's supposed to be eventually two, and then have division. I heard that was a good idea. But why not? I wish USC could play to all the service academies, just like Notre Dame. How about we all share the same schedule? And one more thing. Alabama 3 losses, USC 3 losses. I think the Big Ten is a better conference now.
How do you? Wait. Alabama was 4-2 against ranked teams. USC was 2-3. You got to look at resume.
USC leaves their time zone. They play like trash.
Yeah, you got to look at the resume. Alabama was 4-2, and one of those losses was against the team that they also won. So that's a wash.
Yeah, and by the way, and losing in the SEC championship, USC didn't play in any Big Ten championship. So why did they get dinged for getting an extra game against a good opponent?
It's not out of the – I wish he wouldn't have left because, I mean, it's not a ridiculous conversation, but why do you feel Big Ten is better than the SEC?
They had more people in the top five. SEC had more in the top 10. So technically, I guess, they had the best teams in the nation because they were top five. I don't know.
And I don't have – like, if you think that –
kind of equal.
That's what I said. It's not a ridiculous conversation. I just wanted to have the conversation with him.
I think it's ridiculous,
one of those things we always say you could make the argument for.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, but you can make the argument for the Big Ten being better right now.
Joe LaCroix is on court 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Man, I swept – I actually had a good night. My top five, I went 4-1. I swept hockey. College hoops wasn't kind to me, but I went 1-3 in my props. I just happened to put the one prop that won in my top five. We'll get into what happened last night. I hit the under in the Philly LA Chargers game, and I have a bunch of hockey games I love tonight, a handful of college basketball games, and we have two NBA Cup games. I got to play for both. We'll do all that next when we come back.
Eagles at the 17 of the Chargers, 1st and 10, shotgun snap, Hurts. Hit as he throws, pass to the 5, deflected, it's intercepted, the Chargers have won, intercepted on the play.
That's courtesy of Westwood One. I love Kevin Harlan. I still don't think that play was that exciting.
I do.
He's the best.
He is hands down the best.
Everything's
exciting.
When he called the streaker on the field.
Yeah. He's at the 40. He's at the 30.
Like, what was better than that? Anyway, that's Westwood One, and very fortunate to win that game as both teams decided to kick 1,000 field goals, it felt like. And as Ed pointed out earlier, if you missed it, Jalen Hurts did something that I don't know that anyone's ever done.
I don't think so.
Thrown an interception, forced the fumble, recovered that fumble, and then fumbled it again.
Yeah. So he turned the ball over twice in one play.
If you had him in fantasy, that's a -4.
He had 4 picks and a fumble.
Unbelievable. He was terrible.
He's already under fire there. He's really in trouble now.
Our overnight guy put him in the top 5 after he won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that was a smart move.
That didn't age well.
Well, all right, let's get into... So what happened last night? I swept hockey. Under in the Kraken game, hit. Buffalo-Calgary over, hit. Philly-LA Chargers under, hit. Jahan Dotson over a half a reception. He caught one. Yes. Yes. As soon as he
knocked
it.
You really knocked out of the park there, didn't you?
Hey, look. I figured he'd get one target in this game that the other guys would get paid a lot of attention. But the one that hurts the first most, Rob.
The first most.
I had Lafayette and Penn, okay? With 3 minutes left to go in the game, I needed about 9 points. Now, this is a close game where one team was going to have to foul. So they were fouling down the stretch, you know, obviously to get the ball back. They just happened to miss every freaking shot they took down the stretch. And if our guy got fouled, he eventually made 1 of 2. So we scored 3 points the last 3 minutes of the game, and it went under the total.
Really?
Yeah, or else I'd have had a 5-0 night in my top plays. I don't even want to talk about the other plays because I lost. The Wolves, they lost, and they did this stupid-ass thing where it's like, Anthony Edwards is sick. He's questionable. And it's like, right after you put the play out. So are you kidding me? So he played and dropped 40, but they lost outright. This Minnesota team is just, don't bet on them. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to put anybody on a do not bet list, but I have some friends that will not bet on Minnesota at home as a favorite.
Really?
They just don't cover. So, yeah, I fell into that trap. So where are we going today? Let's start it off with the NHL.
Yeah, there's a lot of big night. Tuesday.
Yeah, there's a ton of games. And normally on a Tuesday, I'm going to have 1 or 2 plays. I got 4. Yeah, 4 that jumped out at me. I'll give you the overs. Pitt and Anaheim over 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus and Carolina over 6.5. I think I took this Columbus-Carolina game before. And one of the teams, I think they scored like 6 goals in the first period. Like, it was a crazy... The exact opposite of what everybody expected. So I like a shootout there.
Anaheim's having a great year.
Yeah. New Jersey and Ottawa to go under 5.5. And I like Montreal against Tampa Bay. And let me feed this to you, see what you think. Because Tampa Bay played late last night. Did it go to overtime too? They played late, and then they got to travel and go play Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
These are the types of spots you look for, travel, where you might get a tired team and a home field, home court, home ice have advantage. I'm going to test it with Montreal tonight. I think it's the right spot.
The difference was, though, Tampa played in Toronto last night.
Still a late night with travel.
Yeah, but it's not far.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one. Yeah, that's a caveat you should bring up, because not all travel's created equally. It's not like they're going to the East Coast or West Coast, whatever. In the NBA, it's the NBA Cup tonight.
Okay.
And
I don't understand how that works. I don't know how to understand how the NBA keeps the schedule going through the Cup.
So I can explain it as
they have to have a team of people scheduling these games.
So what happens is, at the beginning of the year, they rope off certain times for NBA Cup.
Right.
You're put into a group and you play all the teams in your group, and who has the best record out of those groups move on. That's why tiebreakers are really important, because you could have teams that are all 3-1 or whatever. Like, you have two teams that are 3-1. That's why you hear them talking about the one time in the NBA where you want to run up the scores during the NBA Cup, because one of the tiebreakers is point differential or points scored. So when it comes down to it, we get down to those final four teams or final playoff teams, and then they play. And that's what we're dealing with now. So the rest of the league is off. And then tonight we get the Miami Heat taking on the Orlando Magic, and we get New York and Toronto. I like New York and Toronto to go under the 231, and I'm going to be on Orlando tonight plus the 1.5 against Miami. Miami plays at the fastest pace in the league. They got Tyler Hero back not long ago. He was out the last game. I do think he comes back for this one. Bam Adebayo's back. But the Heat are just, it's like a walking MASH unit. They play back-to-backs. Guys are sitting out. This is the NBA Cup.
Right.
The winner of it, each player is going to get $1 million if they win it, and a lot of these guys care, especially at this point. So it'll be interesting, but I think the Magic win tonight, and I think the Knicks win, but I think that game's close. I like the under in the Raptors game, and I like the Magic plus the points.
Nothing going on in college?
That's what we're getting to.
Okay.
We're building this up.
There we go.
College hoops.
Jimmy V, right?
Yeah, there's some big matchups tonight. UConn, Florida is a big one. I think I would lean Florida there, but again, the thing I try to tell people is, when you're doing this, the problem is when you see a big game and you want to bet it because you know you're going to watch it, you're forcing it. There's no reason to force a game. Yeah. I think Florida's the right side. That's a game I'm just going to watch and enjoy. As far as the other big matchups tonight, because I'm not on really any of them. BYU and Clemson. BYU's given 6.5 to Clemson. That's a 6:30 game. Michigan-Villanova. And the other game that I am betting on, and I'll come to you in 1 second,
Rob. That's the one I wanted, Michigan-Villanova.
Okay, Illinois at Ohio State. Ohio State plus the 4, 4.5 right now, I think, is a live dog against Illinois. Illinois 7-2, Ohio State 7-1. Their schedules aren't created equally. Illinois has played some tougher teams. Mm-hmm. Illinois is the better team. I look for these spots. I think Ohio State keeps it close. I wouldn't be shocked if there was an outright upset win. But we're going to some other places.
Wait a minute. What do you think about Penn State, Indiana?
We're going to some other places. Let's go to Indiana, where I think Indiana puts on the puffy pants and they hammer time Penn State. Penn State. God, when they had, Ace? When they had Ace.
Is Baldwin Freely?
Ace Freely.
Ace Baldwin from St. Francis.
Ace Baldwin. Freely was there. He was in the New York State. In New York, kind of. Was it New York Groove? Yeah. New York Groove.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So I do like Indiana to blow out Penn State. Penn State's not the same.
15.5 favorites.
Yeah. I got 16, so I still like them at 15. So
15.5, you like them?
Yeah.
You like them at 16?
I like them minus 16, but if you get 15.5, I like them minus 15.5. Okay,
right. I'm glad you said that.
Thanks, man. I like North Carolina A&T. That's right. I don't mind going to some HBCUs and making some money. Yeah. North Carolina A&T minus the 3.5. And?
Whoa. What are you playing? Howard.
Howard, yeah. I like them to beat Howard. And you know me, I love the Ivy League, especially when they're playing a Power 5. Dartmouth is playing Colorado State. Give me the over. I think we see points there. My favorite plays tonight, guys, it's going to be Ohio State plus the points. Dartmouth over. I like the three hockey games that go along with it. Anaheim Pitt over, Columbus Carolina over, and New Jersey Ottawa under are my five favorite plays. There you go.
HBCU's DePaul favorite, 21.5 over Morgan. Did they cover?
God, DePaul sucks too, don't they?
21. Biggest Catholic school in the country.
But they're not good.
Morgan.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on. You're not hearing me here. They're favored by that much and they're not good. Morgan, what's up? What is going on?
How are you from Baltimore and not good in basketball? You got five colleges here. They should all win.
Yes.
There's enough high schools. There's a gazillion high schools in Baltimore. If you pumped all the city, all the players in Baltimore on these five colleges, you should all win.
Can I tell you what?
Wait, how about this? They should talk to the Maple Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. Yeah. Toronto houses the Hockey Hall of Fame. How about that?
Well, here's just going back to what you were talking about, Rob, with how bad some of these teams are. I mean, we've seen some really, really bad games. And I've always said this, if I was going to start my team, you give me guards from Chicago, New York, or Baltimore, and I feel good to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll take those guys. Some,
you know how you can take international players in high school now?
Yeah.
This one guy, they'll reach out to you. He said, I have a 5'8 guard from Africa. I said, no disrespect, sir. I can go to every other corner and find me a 5'8 guard. I'm in Baltimore. Why am I going through the paperwork or bringing some kid? Yeah. If you're not, my thing is this on international students, if they're not 6'3 or taller, I'm not dealing with it. It's just too much.
It's
too
a
much
lot work. To go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you send me a guard, do you not know where I am?
If you guys are watching tonight and Florida's playing UConn, you can watch that 7'12 kid they got. He's been, look, I think that kid's been 7 foot tall since he was like in sixth grade or something. And they taught him how to walk and chew bubblegum. So he's not an embarrassment, but I don't know. You remember how Boban Marjanovic would play like 15 minutes a game? I don't know how much he can run with that team and the way they want to run.
If I'm going to Africa, I want to get the Kembe Mutombo.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
that's
give me,
what I want.
Yeah, give me somebody, man.
Yeah.
You got to give me a generational talent.
Yeah. Don't act like there ain't any good African guards.
I'm not saying it. Yeah, I'm acting like there's not any good Baltimore guards.
Hold on, I'm trying to think of some good African guards because most of them are big men.
Let's go to Nick in Annapolis. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Rob. I got the craziest thing. So club sports, you know, parents are crazy. It's called the lollipop rule, man. You carry a bag of lollipops, and if somebody starts running their mouth, either one of the parents or the coach hands them a lollipop. If you get handed a second lollipop, it's time to go. So you shut them up by sticking a lollipop in their mouth, and if they keep running their mouth, you give them a second lollipop, which is get the hell out.
Mm. 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 I'm definitely getting one lollipop.
Ed.
Hold on. I mean, you're a snap away from being a sexual predator.
Nah, you are.
A bag
yeah,
of
you are.
I'm
hey,
sorry.
You are.
It's like driving like away it. In your white van.
Hey.
What?
You're talking too much. Put this in your mouth.
Well, I was just going to ask the question. If you finish eating the first one, do you get pegged for the second one then? Like, can you still get another? Is it like winning a challenge? I ate this one before I said anything else. You know what I'm talking about? You get your challenge back. So do I get three lollipops?
You're really in trouble. You ask him, am I, how many licks did it take to get to the center? That would be, is that frowned upon?
Yes. Gal knows.
Who?
Anyway. We have special guests in the studio. Ed, you want to tell them before we go to the break?
No, is that?
Go ahead. Get on mic.
Wendy.
Wendy, you want to introduce
you? We got, what number are you there? Is that, that says three, right?
I'm number three.
It's on. Hey, okay. Wendy, how are you?
He's got to get close to it.
Hi, I'm really good. I'm happy to be here today.
Hey, you know, you want an auction or something?
Yes, I work at Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. I'm a teacher there.
Thank you very much.
Kids, and I wanted to support the hospital, so I.
That's awesome. So you got to be here about winning?
Yeah.
Damn, what the loser get?
Yeah. Twice. They come twice.
loser got 10 grand.
They got 4 hours.
I'm learning a lot this morning.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Probably too much. There's more than you wanted to know.
Yeah.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Big win last night. Never beat Riverdale Baptist. Went down there last night and got them.
Ed,
they cover?
Well, I mean, it was, I'd say yes, they did cover, but
we're probably underdogs in that one.
Ed, he texted me last night. He goes, because I don't know, did I say this on the air or off the air, where Rob said something about, it was in a text message. We were number six. We were ranked number six in the state.
Yeah,
Then you were like, hey, congrats. And I said, talk to me when you're top five.
Yeah.
And so he texted me last night, and he's like,
Riverdale was number five.
He said, hey, we beat number five.
On a road.
I said, that's great. Talk to me when the rankings come out. So can you tell Rob that he can finally talk to me when the rankings come out next week?
When you're number three, give him a ranking. Yeah.
Ass.
I almost didn't text him back in the morning, and I was going to play it up as the show started. I said, but that just seems kind of awful. So I should have.
That was big, man. I've never beaten Riverdale before, man.
2 hours later.
You know what I'm talking about. You're from City. Mm-hmm. They're the ones not to do that with, yeah, because they're too located. Those are the ones you should fear. Hey, Daryl, thanks a lot, man. Continue to support us. Had a big win last night against Riverdale Baptist.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd y'all play?
We played down there.
Yeah, but Rob's still not in the top five. So.
Yeah, the poll did not come out in the middle of the show. Mm. Let's go out to Towson and get Ed. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How you feel?
All right. How are you?
Congratulations, man. I know how that is to step down there and roll up against a Joker that you want to win. You know, it's going to be a tall order. I mean, Riverdale Baptist. That's a good program, man.
Yeah, outstanding program.
That's huge.
It is.
I mean, yeah. So look. Quick question before I do the football thing. Do you play Scribner, Scribbs?
No, we do not. No, we do not.
I don't know why they had that on there. Max Preps had y'all play Scribbs. No. I don't know why they put that on there. I thought you did. Because I was looking at that. I was like, because I was calling. I was like, you said, and I'm serious. Max Preps said, neutral site.
We got to go with what we learned today real quick. What's your point?
Lamar, with Lamar and the ball carrying, he's going to have to carry the ball more because it takes away, teams are playing you with, years ago they would play you with 10 players, and the reason I say that is because they put the spy on Lamar. Now they took the spy away because he's not running the ball, so you're playing against 11 players, and it makes things more difficult. The second half of that game, Queen started spying him a little bit more, and they freed up a little bit more. So in order for them to be successful, they're going to have to go back to creating, making the other team create a spy so that they'd be more productive offensively. That's it.
Hey, thanks a lot. Now time for you to find out what we learned today.
Are you going Lions then?
We learned today, Ed Norris.
Well, what I learned, number one, Lions then, of course. Sponsor the Encore today and every day, and this Christmas when you're making your naughty and nice list. Think Lions Den. I hope it leans more toward the naughty. Just a little nice. It's more fun that way. So check out Lions Den.
Why are you looking at me? Are you flirting with me with that?
Lord, no.
Oh.
God, no.
I was just fishing for a compliment or something. Jesus.
Plenty of locations in the area. LionsDen.com. Passion, pleasure, romance. Please check out Lions Den. 'Tis the season. I learned today that Jeremy had a very deprived childhood, not just a dysfunctional one, but he doesn't know and never played Scully.
I didn't know what Scully was. No, I'm
from Baltimore.
I still don't know what Scully is.
I'm going to read. I just brought it. I know.
He showed it to me.
There's a bunch of different names in different regions. It's either Scully, Skelly, whatever. A children's game played on the streets of New York City and other urban areas.
Urban.
Sketched on a street in chalk. A board allows 2 to 6 players. It goes on and on and on. And they show you the bottle caps filled with crayons, melted crayons to weight them down and stuff. It's a great game. And I'm looking. It looks. The picture is kids on Manhattan's early east side in the 1910s. That's me in the middle from 1910.
Is it? Oh, that's nice.
The reason why I was able to hang with the big guys is because I was a pretty good Scully player.
We played every day.
Yeah. Brooklyn. In the summertime.
Yep.
A couple of national days. Today is National Card Day, meaning they advise you to mail your cards today if you want them there in time for Christmas. If you're living in the Essex area using that post office, you should have mailed them before Thanksgiving.
July, probably.
It's like, it's also National Pastry Day today. I can mess with them. I don't live over there anymore. You can't hold my mail anymore. Today would have been the birthday of Pro Football Hall of Famer Dick Butkus. Today is World Be Free's birthday. He turns 72.
World Be Free. What a great name.
Tim Kite turns 76 today. And former Philadelphia Philly Juan Samuel turns 65. He's also a Baltimore Orioles coach, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Two people share a birthday today. Former WWE champion Kurt Angle and former Oriole third baseman Tony Bautista share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Kurt Angle.
Jeremy?
I'll go Bautista.
Go Bautista. Ed Norris?
Kurt Angle
today turns 57. Tony Bautista turns 52.
Aha. Uh-huh. Those guys are
52.
Wrong.
I was Kurt Angle's corner man, remember?
Oh, yeah. That is right.
I was his manager in a wrestling event here.
I was there. Maryland championship.
Three golf clubs walk into a bar. The putter orders a beer. The wedge orders tequila. And the third one says, nothing for me.
I'm the driver.
All right. Joe told me I got to go fast. If a king sleeps on a king size bed and a queen sleeps on a queen size bed, where does a prince sleep? On an air mattress. Air. H-E-I-R. Air.
Get air.
I'm only doing this for the word. Al Gore should have started a smooth jazz band. He could have called it Al Gore Rhythms. Two blondes talking. One says, I just took a pregnancy test. The other says, were the questions hard? Sorry. Wendy. We only got one blonde. And by the way, so many people these days are too judgmental. I can tell just by looking at them.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.